Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, honey, I remember the city I was in, the hotel I was staying at, and where I was at in the room when the Lord suddenly dropped five thought-provoking words into my spirit. Here they are. What are you waiting for?
Good question.
It's been several years ago that happened. This is as fresh to me today as it was then. In fact, it's a question the Lord has asked me several times since that night in Detroit. And it's a question he directed me last night to ask everybody on the call today. Let's look at seven questions to help understand what are we waiting for. Number one, why are you here? Why are you here? If you don't know why you're here, it's an insult to God and a lack of obedience to his instructions for your life. When someone tells me they don't know why they were born or what their purpose in life is, I immediately know they haven't been talking to the right person or asking the right questions. I realize that your assignment can be progressive, but scripturally, there's something you should be doing through every transition. You're here to be blessed so that you can be a blessing to others, literally to change the world. The best way to change your world is to change what you think.
That's right.
As it says in Romans 12:2 in the New Living Translation, that God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think.
Hallelujah.
Now, we want you to get a sheet of paper or use your computer, smartphone, tablet, whatever, and write down seven reasons why you're here. That's right. Seven reasons why you were created and what your mission is in life. Don't think it over. Just start writing. If you think about this question, you arrive what you think sounds good, rather than immediately write what you are thinking about the situation. And by the way, if you don't get seven, if you get five, that's fine. If you get 10, that's fine. Just get it done.
Number two, what are you waiting for? Are you maybe waiting for a sign to appear in the heavens, you know, like that rainbow that shows up? Or maybe when you're watching your favorite television show, that emergency announcement, ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you this important announcement. God says it's time to rise up off that couch and become what I created and destined you to be. I have placed all the money you need to accomplish your mission in CDs at Jehovah's First Savings and Loan, along with a detailed plan of what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Rise up, go forth, and be all you can be. Now, unfortunately, it's my responsibility to say that is never going to happen. First, you know, that's the bad news that you have to hear. In fact, he's not going to have it written in the sky either. And he's not going to have a perfect stranger knock on the door with money and a plan. It's just not how the Lord flows. But the good news is, and I mean the very good news, is he has really everything you will ever need to get started. Plus, he's ready to do a new thing in your life. But you need to be ready to receive it and act on it. So it's time to stop talking and start doing.
Amen. Number three, when's the best time to get started? Today, right now. This very moment's the best time.
First day of the week.
That's it.
Get it going.
The right time for you to decide enough is enough. This is your defining moment when you'll decide that you're not going to live the way you've been living anymore. And defining moments like this, you make a decision to change things. You realize that your financial and spiritual environment will not change until you change. And you'll not change until you change the way you think. I'm going to quote Romans 12:2, New Living Translation again. This is my favorite part of it. That God transformed me into a new person by changing the way you think. It's moments like this when you realize the power available to you through the scriptures, like Ephesians 3:20, Ephesians 3:20, classic amplified. Now to him who, by and consequence of the action of his power that's at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly. I love that word. Super abundantly. Far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams.
You could spend a week meditating on that one.
You really could. Spend a week teaching it.
Yeah.
We need to realize that this is our time. This is our day. And now is your time. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Activate your dreams.
And number four, what do you need to ensure your success? The first thing you're going to need is godly wisdom in all the decisions that you make. Judges 18 verse 5 says, "Then they said, ask God whether or not our journey will be successful." Second thing you're going to need is to properly manage yourself. Notice we didn't say you should manage your time better. Time is constant. 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. Time doesn't change, but we do, and we can, hallelujah. That's why we need to manage ourselves, disciple ourselves, discipline ourselves on how to utilize the time we have. Because in Psalm 90, verse 12, contemporary English version, very sobering news, teach us to use wisely all the time we have. The third thing we need to do is to know that you already have everything you need to be successful. That's right. We just got to activate it. Deuteronomy 28:8, contemporary English version. Deuteronomy 28:8 says, "The Lord your God is giving you the land, and he will make you sure you are successful in everything you do. Your harvest will be so large that your storehouses will be full." Your future is really in front of you. So why are you standing still? It's time to get up and start moving.
Amen. Number five, who do you need on this journey? First and foremost, you need the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Second, you need to travel with people who can enlighten, encourage, exhort, and edify you. Proverbs 13:20, the Living Bible. Become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces. If you're moving on up, the one thing you don't need is a company of fools. Third, you need to leave negative people behind. What should you do with negative people? Ignore them? Leave them at home? Yeah, you need to do that. And then move on to someone else who can share and motivate you towards your dream.
Number six, why should you never give up, give in, back down, back up, sit down, quit, or walk away? If you truly believe in your calling, if you understand your purpose, the only way you will ever lose is by giving up and giving in and backing down or backing up or sitting down or quitting or walking away. We don't need to give up, never give up. The only way to lose is if we give up and quit. In Luke 18:1, New Living Translation, Luke 18:1 says, "One day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up." We don't need to ever give in to the desire of the flesh to take the easy way out, to give in to the pressure of the moment. We've got to know God's behind us and he will see us through. It is a sin to know what to do and not do it. Romans 6:12, New Living Translation. Romans 6:12 says, "Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires." Never quitting doesn't mean you won't make a mistake. But when you make mistakes, and you will, you just need to fess up, get up, and move on. We will never walk away from doing what is right in his sight when we know that God is on our side.
Absolutely. Number seven, what should you be doing along the way? First, listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Once again, remember the words of Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. Second, write your vision and the critical path you'll take to achieve it. Habakkuk 2:2, contemporary English version. Then the Lord told me, I will give you my message in the form of a vision. Write it clearly to be read at a glance. Third, inspect what you expect to prevent defects in your plan so it can be perfect. Psalm 18:20 Message Bible. God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before Him. When I got my act together, He gave me a fresh start. Now I'm alert to God's ways. I don't take God for granted. Every day, I review the way He works. Wow. Fourth, track your progress. Numbers 33:1-2 New Living Translation. At the Lord's direction, Moses kept a written record of their progress. These are the steps of their march, identified by the different places where they stopped along the way. We talked about that.
Yep. A couple days ago, maybe. Yep,
we did.
Two, three.
Fifth, seize the moment. Seize the day, which in Latin means carpe diem. This is the day for you. This is the day for each of us to purpose in our hearts to come out of Egypt, otherwise known as financial bondage and debt, and move into God's revelatory instructions for our finances. Six, give God the glory for the great things you will accomplish. You must testify of God's revelatory instructions and the manifestation of all the things that He stirred in your spirit and life. Like it says in Revelation 12:11, we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Seventh, remember who's in the foxhole with you when trouble comes. Acts 5:39, Classic Amplified. But if it is of God, you will not be able to stop or overthrow or destroy them. You might even be found fighting against God. So here's the point. Stop waiting. Stop procrastinating. It's time to start moving. Because if you're not moving and working on your destiny, nobody else will. Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com, click the button that says, sow a seed. If you've been blessed by this teaching or the ministry, just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. Hallelujah. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.